Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're here today. If you want to join us on radio, some folks are already calling up here. 1-800-229-3000, and joining me, Becky Brown is here. Becky, how are you today?
Doing well. I've missed you both. I know you've been out and about, but I'm glad you're both back.
And yes. Milan Yurkovich is the other part of that both. And speaking of both, we were on a boat. And, you know, we love to do a New Life trip every year, but because of COVID, we haven't been able to. So we finally got around to doing another cruise. And I have to say, every expectation of mine was exceeded. And I hope if we ever go back to Europe and do one of these river trips again, that you'll come join us, because it was wonderful. And there were two things that I think were pretty obvious from our trip. And here, Larry's coming in the studio. But Larry was on the trip, too. One was that just the amount of people that had been helped, and that's why they wanted to be with us. I mean, really some amazing, amazing stories of lives transformed. And then the other thing was people that didn't even know who we were ended up on the trip, and we just loved getting to know them. And there were other people that they're going to follow up and do some things with New Life and get some help, and we're thrilled about that. It was a wonderful, wonderful trip. Larry, you have any thoughts about that?
No, you covered the main things for me. The people that God has blessed through New Life, the amount of hurt and pain that's still out there. A lot of folks are still hurt.
Really, really are.
Yeah, and they're going to get help. I know they are, because they're connected with us.
You know what I loved was I would sit with somebody, and maybe a child or something was having a problem, and they would say, we've done everything we could do. And I was able to tell them a few things that they hadn't done, and then they were willing to do them. And that was exciting, because a lot of times you get stuck and you think, well, we've tried everything, but maybe you haven't yet. And that was really great to be able to give them some options.
Well, the few people that didn't know us well, or one couple didn't know, they knew absolutely zero about New Life. Mm-hmm. They came because a friend told them there's this Christian group going on a cruise, and this, we knew the friend really well. And they came and didn't know a soul on that boat, and we bonded and clicked with a lot of people did with them. But they know about us now, and they live pretty close here to where we are, and we're going to get together after a week or two here and connect again. So that was fun.
Milan, any observations or profound things from that trip you're thinking of?
Well, your two basic requirements for a trip like that is that the boat doesn't stink or sink.
That's
and
correct.
So when you say that your expectations were fulfilled, at least at the most basic level, that was true. It was a beautiful experience with Alma Waterways. And I would have to say that it's an atmosphere where, because Kay and I are there, because you're there, and other people from New Life are available, people find it a relaxing, comfortable, safe place to connect.
So much so,
with us.
So much so that they want to know what we're doing again. They want to come back.
Yeah.
Well, so much so that you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with them.
Right.
At every
when
meal.
We come back,
and it was wonderful.
It really was. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how to not have problems with your adult children, because I was with Madeline, 31. We got to spend 7 days together, and she's just such a delight. And I'm going to tell you how you could have a child that's 31 and be a delight. I have the answer to that, and it never fails. So stay tuned for that. 1-800-229-3000. Larry, don't be worried. I'm not going to say something arrogant. We'll be back right after this for New Life Live. Glad you're with us.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich, Becky Brown, Larry still in the studio. The thing I was going to tell you, the way you can not have trouble with your older kids is you have Madeline as your daughter. Right. You know, people always say to me, how did you raise such a great, you know, and I go, well, you'd have to raise her to be that, because she, I mean, just as everybody knows, you can be the same parent to one child, same parent to the other, and one's in prison, the other one becomes president. So you just, you do the best you can. But Madeline was so much fun to be with, so enjoyable. And every time we would have dinner or lunch, somebody would be talking about a problem, and she'd just be so patient and listen. And I love her to death, and I'm so glad I got to spend that time. But I'm just hoping you'll join us for one of these trips, because they really are quite special. All right, let's go to the phones, 1-800-229-3000. And how about we go to Michael, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm good.
What's going on in your life that we could help you with?
My wife, all of a sudden, kind of told me that she was moving out. We got in an argument, and she said she was moving out, and she wanted to leave. And then 4 days later, I got a text saying, like, I just showed my boys my apartment. And our boys, we have two boys, and I just freaked out, and I just don't know what to do. I've been listening to you guys for a while, so I kind of know what to do.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Were you aware that she was not happy or dissatisfied or miserable or whatever she would say?
Kinda. I mean, she's left before. And she left for like 5 months. And I thought we were gonna get a divorce. And then the pandemic hit. She kinda got nervous about her job. We came back together. We started going to counseling, things. I mean, we went months and months and months without having arguments. And so we were off and on counseling, you know, she was reading a book with me, and then, I go to a men's group, and we talk about relationships a lot. So, like, I felt like I was trying to be a better husband.
Yeah.
We got in a big argument like a month ago, and she said that was like her reasoning for leaving. Mm-hmm. And her health is she got diagnosed with this health disorder, and it kind of causes her weakness. She felt like these arguments was causing her health to decline, and she just thought getting away from me would help her health.
So what's the question for us then? How can we help you?
I just don't know what to do. I got diagnosed with depression as well. My best friend died 3 months ago, so I really feel like I don't have anybody I can truly talk to. And I'm just like, I don't want her to leave. You know, she just has a lot of resentment for years ago. Never dealt with. So
right.
So I don't know how to make her deal with it.
Well, yeah, I don't think this would be the time to be trying to make her do something. Is there a specific question though that you want from us? Want us to answer?
I guess what should I be doing to help not have a divorce? Or just to stay healthy, because I had a
all right. Well, let me just answer that for you.
Okay.
We'll start with Becky and see what Becky has to say. Becky, what would you recommend here?
Well, I was waiting to hear what you were going to say, Steve. But listen, Michael, there's a lot going on here. And you started with all of the sudden she left.
That's what
But then you went and you were talking about this history that you guys have. And then there's some wound that you want her to deal with. You can't force her to deal with it, which is all kinds of frightening on every level. So here's what you can do. Of course, you know, I know, Steve, you don't like me to say you need to go to the workshop, but literally, Michael, you and your wife need to go to our Intimacy and Marriage workshop that's going to be in Dallas at the
end
of this week. Yeah, this weekend.
And that's not far from Tulsa.
No,
you can drive.
He's in Longmont, Colorado.
Yeah,
no,
but it's no, a
he's
bit
not.
Further.
Tulsa,
no,
my mistake, Tulsa. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
See what I get for saying something?
Well, but that's where I would start, Michael. I would just say that that would be the best place to start. But I'm sure Mylon has something more to say about that.
What should I, how can I convince her or what? How can, to go? Because I'd love to go to that.
Well, you ask. I mean, you just, you know, you say, listen, I know you want to leave. I know you've already moved out. Will you do this one last thing? You know, because when you're at a place where you guys keep repeating the past, it can get real frustrating for everybody. And that's why she just kind of throws her hands up and says, I'm done with this same argument, whatever that argument is. And, you know, Michael, if you're dealing with depression and grief, there's some work that you can do personally. But I think the two of you can really be each other's helpers if you get through this, you know, whatever the thing was in the past. But Mylon, I know you talk about that all the time, right? It's where histories collide, marriage.
Well, it is, Mike. Thank you, Becky. You know, Mike, you really have to stop and ask the question. You think she has historical things to deal with. Do they pertain to you, or are we speaking about something prior to her meeting you?
Both.
Okay. And so Becky really said it in a nutshell. You can go to counseling and try to solve immediate problems, or if you say it this way or do this or that. What you really want to do is find a counselor in Tulsa that would really look at the history of each of you from when you were children. And would also look at traumas that either one of you have experienced before or during your marriage. I think my biggest question right at the moment after saying that, that a therapist needs to be a historically oriented and with a trauma emphasis, and for the body, the somatic therapies are very important, especially if your wife has some sort of you know, a illness that is, weakens her, as you said. The last thing I would say, Mike, is when you guys had a big argument, if you gave me five words, just five words to describe the nature of your argument, that she throws her hands up in the air and says, I'm done, what is that argument look like?
Like to describe it?
Yeah, I need five words to describe the intensity of it, how long it lasts, what is going on there. Some people yell, scream, slam doors, et cetera, et cetera.
It wasn't like yelling, but it lasted for about 5 minutes, and she thought that she was she was about to have a seizure because she was so frustrated.
Okay, so who's yelling? Who are the yellers?
We both are. I don't think I was. I was being very sarcastic and very, uncompromising. It was over a playlist.
Yeah. So what that tells me, if you are sarcastic and uncompromising over a playlist of music, you guys, that's not worthy of an all out dragged out fight and somebody throwing their hands up in the air. And sarcasm has no place there.
Well, and I wonder if that's really what it's about, Michael. You guys are fighting about things that are not really the core issue.
Absolutely, Becky. Yeah.
And that's where you got to get to.
I would agree.
Well, I want to chime in here because let me just say this, Michael. I've been doing this 20 years. I've learned one thing. When there is a problem married, somebody has a problem, and then somebody's reaction to that problem is a problem, right? So it doesn't matter whether you're the problem or you're the reactor, and your reaction could even become a bigger part of the problem. Both people have to change. The person with the problem has to stop the problem, and the person with the reacting that's reacting poorly has to change that. You're probably not going to get the kind of help you need, even if she was willing to go to counseling. But I tell you, this is a time where, like Becky was saying, you say to her, okay, this isn't working. But before you divorce, we want to be able to say that we did everything we could. Mm-hmm. And I want you to go to this one weekend with me. I'll never ask you to do anything else. Starts on Friday, ends on Sunday. And if you'll do that, then we'll be able to say we did everything we could do to put this marriage back together to our kids and to God and everybody else. And I'll tell you, there's more likely it's going to help you understand who's got the problem, who's got the problem with reacting to the problem, and both of you are going to look inside yourself in a way that you never have before. And that's this weekend. It's in Dallas. Now, if you can get her to come, I'll cover the price of one of you to come, okay? So it'll be half price for you. If you can, and tell her, we've got a deal here. It's amazing. And we'll try to do everything we can to not just keep you married, but to have that marriage you always or hopefully you were dreaming of. You can still have that.
Yeah, I know after that was the decision she said she made is after having, but I know from conversations after that, it's just a lot of resentment. She started bringing up things I forgot about, things I didn't know I wasn't aware of. But
so, Michael,
so here's what you ought to be talking about: how to get her to come, so that all of that stuff could be dealt with.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and Michael, you almost sounded like you were going to give an excuse for why you can't ask her to come. And so I want to encourage you because of all the go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, like, when she told me she was serious about leaving, I told her, I said, let's just try, because I didn't know this was coming up. And I got on your website like a couple days ago, and I was like, ooh, I wonder if I could get her to go to that. But at the same time, a couple days ago, I sat down with her and I said, let's just try to work on it together. And if you don't feel like it can work, then you can go. I said, I'll pay for the apartment that you can get. I said, but
so,
let's try.
Hold on, Michael. So I don't know why you're telling me this. I don't know why you're telling me this, because you, after all this working on it together, it's not going to help. So I'm saying the thing that works about 95% of the time is what you guys could do to either say you've done everything or find the marriage you were looking for. And I will make sure that you can do it at half of what normally you'd pay for. That's another incentive to say to her, we've got an opportunity here, and it'll never be the same. All right? I hope that you can do that. I hope you will do that. And in the meantime, I'm going to send you a copy of Mylon Kay's book, How We Love, which is so valuable to the folks that come. And anybody else, if you're struggling and you've heard this and you're saying, well, that's kind of like my situation, then why aren't you already picking up that phone, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, saying, how much would this cost? What do we need to do to get there? Because I believe if you had lung cancer and we had a treatment that would fix 95% of the people, you'd say, I'm going there. Well, we've been working on this a long time, and such a great, great track record with folks, whether they want a better marriage or they just, their marriage is done and they need a total reboot. This is the place. It's this weekend. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE You talk to one of those folks there about getting you and your spouse there. And we'll even help you on how to invite them or request that they come. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on this program and the next, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And when I got back from that trip, this is what my wife... If you're on YouTube, you could see this. It's the one-year Bible for women, and all of the commentary was done by my wife. Now, I'll tell you, if you wonder if you'd like this, read the introduction. I told her, I said, Misty, I don't know that anybody's ever written a more powerful introduction to anything. She's such a great writer. I mean, they gave her the opportunity to have her own Bible. I did the one-year Bible for men, and I'm sorry, guys, it is an inferior product to the women's one because her writing is so great. But if you increase your Club New Life offering of to $10 more a month, we'll send you one of these, whichever one you want. But I'll tell you, this is going to be, we're going to go through the Bible with everybody on online during this next year. It's going to be a really fun experience. 1 year Bible for Women by Misty. She does all the commentaries, 100 words every day, and the 1 year Bible for Men that I did. But right now, we're not going to talk about Bibles. We are going to go to Shelley, Colorado Springs, Colorado, that great station, KGFT. Hello, Shelley. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. And how could we help you? What's going on?
Okay. So I'm going to give you my question and then maybe background.
Okay.
So my question is, how do I put healthy boundaries up and yet forgive fully and yet have peace in my heart through it all in friendships that I know maybe are not healthy? It doesn't make a lot of sense, but I'm in a friendship that I've had for about 6 years.
Man or woman?
Woman.
Okay.
She's a woman. Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody around me tells me she's a narcissist, Shelley. She's toxic. You know, everybody around me tells me that.
All right.
So. And they're like, you got to get away from her. You got to get away from her. She's toxic.
Okay.
So, but I tend to hang on longer than I should have, and I'm a real people pleaser. And so in the last 6 months or so, there was an incident that has taken place that she got very, very angry about. And I have tried to apologize. I've tried to explain. But she did a lot of it herself, but then she kind of plays the victim. And so I really prayed about it, and I'm like, Lord, I mean, it's affecting me in my work. I'm a realtor, and it was a real estate deal that went bad and that she was involved in. And so I'm trying really hard to lovingly, in a Christ-like manner, forgive and reconcile the relationship as best I can, but maintain good boundaries so that I don't enter into toxicity again. And then
okay.
I just don't have peace. I do not have peace about it.
Okay. So what are your plans with this person going forward?
I would like to be able to say, hey, I still care about you. I still love you, but we can't have the same kind of friendship that we've had in the past without it turning into a... just a shouting match. I tried texting with her and tried kind of reconciling it that way, and everything I said, she got really defensive, and she deflected, and she played the victim, and I was just trying to be honest and say, hey, this is how I felt about this when these things happened, and instead of, you know, then she would come back and she would say, well, you're just not taking any responsibility at all. I guess it was all my fault. Mm. She kind of plays the victim. And that's not what I was saying at all.
Yeah, okay. So here are these people saying you need to get away from her, and you're trying to, like, it seems like you're giving me examples of why they would be saying you need to get away from her, right?
Yeah.
So exactly. Here's the question: Do you want to try to have a relationship that has proven to be impossible, or do you want to have help on how to get out of the relationship forever?
I want to have help on how to get out of the relationship correctly, but I want to be able to sit in church and have peace about the fact that I don't have unforgiveness in my heart toward anyone.
We hear you. Let me ask Mylan to get us started here, because we want to help.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go to a non-obvious place. You see, you said I'm a pleaser. And that's kind of a bummer, because what you're really asking for is, I want to set boundaries and forgive her, but I don't want to feel any ramifications on the inside. I don't want to have to tolerate feeling bad on the inside.
Well, that's what us pleasers do, Mylan. I mean,
No. You see, being a pleaser is a starting spot. We should never say we're going to stay there. That's not a permanent handle.
Right.
We should be growing out of being a pleaser to a person that's more like Christ, who could set boundaries with people, and then he could go to sleep at night.
Because I feel like it's not okay.
That's the problem with being a pleaser. It's not okay to have boundaries. It's not okay to get angry. It's not okay because somebody's going to be upset with me. And if somebody's upset with me, then I am not good. I need her to smile at me for me to be able to smile at myself. That is not a great way to live life. I've lived that life once upon a time. And it is wonderful to not be bound in that place anymore. We'll be right back after this break.
Talk about how to swim with someone like her.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1-Year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. And Shelley, let me just mention this to you. You're swimming with someone who is more interested in themselves staying afloat than you are. And you've got your friends throwing you a lifeline, and you're saying, well, I want to take the lifeline, but only if my friend swimming here that's trying to drown me thinks it's a good idea and she's going to be happy with it and everybody can be pleased. It just doesn't work out that way. When somebody wants more from us than they're entitled to, they're going to be angry when we grow up and say, this thing you want from me, I can't give it to you. And I hope your food order goes well, but I want you to know.
I'm so sorry. I'm in Chick-fil-A
drive-thru. I just want black coffee. No cream and sugar, please.
And by the way, you're at the right place. I told one of the Chick-fil-A executives that the greatest compliment ever, and we could just turn her phone down there, Carmen. Anyway, I told them the greatest compliment Chick-fil-A could have is that my son had a friend who's vegetarian, and I said, so you eat no meat at all? No, I don't. Well, except Chick-fil-A. I mean, you have to. It just tastes so good. Anyway, I'm going to say this, and then you can maybe hear it or not. I don't know. But you have to take the lifeline, and the person that's trying to drown you with these demands and expectations needs to be left in the water to do whatever she needs to do.
Right.
And you need to go get help using this as an example of people-pleasing to make yourself feel good about yourself.
Right.
You can feel good about yourself on your own. And what she's done for you is to help you see that a person who's been really mean to you, you want them to like you and love you, and you're not going to feel good about yourself until that person's nice to you, and that's not a nice person. So it doesn't work. Resolve this up. Yeah, Becky.
I want to add the fact that you mentioned, she mentioned forgiveness and reconciliation in the same sentence.
Something
that we talk about all the time, they are not the same thing.
Right.
They are not the same thing. And so you can forgive someone, and you need to work on forgiveness. We all need to work on forgiveness. But reconciliation is not always part of that equation. And I think that's what people think. I must have forgiven them because we're reconciled.
Right.
That's not the same thing.
So, Becky, to your point, reconciliation doesn't mean that I then retrust that person. You see, forgiveness
Correct.
And trust don't go together. No. They're two separate things.
They are.
And Becky and Steve, I had to learn to tolerate disapproval. I had to learn to tolerate people being mad at me, and I had to develop that muscle so I could be strong in the area of being able, therefore, to voice an opinion and be tolerant and really settled with others saying, I disagree with you or I don't like you because you said that. So peace on the inside for a pleaser is not the goal.
No.
It's learning to tolerate disapproval. And Jesus had to tolerate a lot of disapproval. But like I said, he could fall asleep at night. He could fall asleep on a boat in the middle of a storm.
He could.
I just think that there's a lot to be said about that whole concept of, you know, yes, peace is a great thing, but not at all costs. These two women are shouting at each other. The one won't accept the apology. And this isn't just their relationship. There's a lot of folks that have the same kind of dynamic that's going on. Mm-hmm. And somebody needs to drop the rock. You know, you just need to, you need to step back and go, okay, what is my responsibility here? What do I need to work on? And it could be I need to work on my attitude, my forgiveness, and also my surrender, my ability to just let it go, like you're talking about, Steve.
Here's the good news. She has friends telling her to get out of the relationship, right?
Well,
yeah.
And she's got that. So that's
Steve,
a good thing.
Steve, what the cool point about that is that, and then I'm going to ask Becky what drop the rock means because I don't have any idea what that means. But, Steve, what I was going to say is,
yeah, go ahead.
Is, well, never mind. Becky, what does drop the rock mean?
Do you remember the woman that was going to get stoned, Mylan? You remember that story?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, so they dropped their rocks and they walked away. Okay, got it.
And then Jesus says, hey, nobody's condemning you.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
Well, see, I wasn't along with you and I had to ask for clarification. Thanks for doing that.
That's
without,
okay.
without shaming me. That's really nice. So,
speaking of rocks, Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio, and he's had many, many occasions to throw one at me, and he's dropped it every time. Larry, let's talk about what's coming up. We've got intimacy in marriage. We've got every man's battle.
Yeah,
you bring a testimony.
Well, intimacy in marriage is coming right up, so let me a quick testimony. You guys get back to calls. Before coming to this weekend, we were separated. We have three little boys. I was caring for them on my own. He was angry and I was done. Intimacy did not exist. This weekend has been surprising, to say the least. I realized what I was doing, making him out to be all bad and letting the pain I experienced overwhelm me. I've actually connected with my husband in a way I didn't think was possible. I thought we were done, but after 10 years, we've only just begun. I leave here with a new hope, a way to connect, to actually build intimacy, a way to connect, to hold each other, to have a plan. We had fun and were sexy, and I just didn't expect it.
There you go. I love that.
I do, too.
Awesome.
Just want to encourage folks, this workshop can make a difference. So Give us a call.
And if you can help us, we will help others with the help you give us.
There
God
you
is helping us to do great things, and we want you to be a part of it. So you call us if you can help or if you need the help. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right. Thanks, Larry. Let's go to Sandra, Wilmington, Delaware, and she listens on the app. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
So, last week I was floating down the Rhine River with you all.
Oh, my goodness.
Aww.
Yes.
That's Sandra. Okay.
That's Sandra. Yes, yes. I doubt you know very many Sandras. Because it's not that common a name. But anyway, the reason I wanted to call in, aside from the fact that that was an absolutely amazing experience, and, you know, you were so right about traveling with like-minded people, but the reason for my call is in the very last session, I had asked the question about when you're doing recovery, what does work look like?
Mm-hmm.
And You gave such a concise rundown on the steps of recovery, and I didn't have a notebook with me, and I just wondered if you would be willing to go through that, because I think not only would it help me, but I think it would help other listeners.
Well, I would be happy to. So here's what I said, is that first, we come to the end of ourselves, realizing we have an extreme limitation, and we surrender. We either surrender to God or we surrender to comply with what other people have found to really work. Okay, now that we've surrendered, we start to look or see what's really there that we've been denying or minimizing. And then we say it, we confess it, we open up with somebody else about it. And then we own it. We take responsibility. What do I do with this? You know, I've seen it. I've opened up to somebody. Now I've got to make some things right with people. I've got to make some changes in these defects inside of me. And when I take responsibility or own it, first thing I want to do is I need to forgive. I need to forgive me. I need to forgive other people. So that's what we call releasing it. So see it, say it, own it. Release it, and then I reverse it. The thing that was meant for evil in my life, now I want to help and reach out to other people. And this is not just an instant process, but I go from being bitter and resentful to forgiving. Now I want to share this freedom I'm experiencing. And then the last thing is I want to preserve the spiritual gains that I've made. So it's see it, say it, own it. Release it, reverse it, and then preserve it. Those are the ways that Dave and I tried to lump all of the 12 steps together in a way that people could remember. Whether you ever work a step or not, if you will do these things, your life is going to get better. And when these things are done, you might discover some other items along the way that need some special attention, such as one person might have trauma that needs to be resolved, another person might not have that. But that is kind of the core or the fundamentals as we saw it in recovery and wrote about it in the book Transformation. Sandra, good to talk to you. Thanks for bringing that up. And I'm going to send you my wife's brand new Bible, the 1-year Bible for women. So proud of her. And I tell you, read the introduction. You'll want this Bible. It is brilliant. We'll take a break and come back for the final segment, whatever it's called now. I think it's segment in this section of New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help you, but you have to call us first. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And again, we've got intimacy in marriage this weekend. Now, let me ask you a question, and I asked it of someone on the cruise we were on. I said, why wouldn't you want you and your wife to go to this? Give me a good reason that you wouldn't want to go. And he didn't have one, and they're coming. Do you have a good reason for not going to something that could change everything in the relationship? How about you talk to your spouse and say, let's just go do this? All right, let's go to, how about Panny F. in Washington, D.C., and she is listening on a podcast. Hi there.
Hi, how are you, Steve?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So my question is, how to start all over again after coming out from an abusive marriage?
Okay. Did you, you guys got a divorce? Is that what's happened?
Yes.
And was he unfaithful as well as abusive?
No, just abusive.
Uh-huh. And how bad did it get when it was really bad?
It came to the point that he yelled at me very much, and then he wants me to go out, I mean, leave the house. And then I've been dragged all the way to the door one time.
Oh, boy.
Mm. And okay. Then it's been a routine like that for over 10 years.
Okay. Mm. Well, seems like to me, before you even consider somebody else, you got to work this thing out of a willingness to be abused for that long. You know? Mm-hmm. Seems like that'd be a good place to start.
Okay.
Because a lot of times we leave an abusive relationship and we think the last thing I want is to get in another abusive relationship. But some of the things just are so familiar, we can get trapped in one right after we leave one. Do you have any girlfriends with you?
They're far away now because I moved to another state. So
you need to get some girlfriends right where you live that can help kind of see things, you know. You bring the men around, and if you do start dating, and then they can say, wow, that looks like the exact thing you left. Let's hear from Mylan and then Becky about what they're thinking.
Well, the way you start over is you start at the very beginning. You go all the way back, not to the beginning of your relationship with your abusive husband, but you go back way before that. You go back to when I was a child. When did I start tolerating abusive? What's my experience with abuse? When did I learn to tolerate the intolerable and just put up with it and think it's going to go away? What inside me, as Steve was saying, would cause me to be there for 10 years with an abusive individual like that?
Yeah.
So you can say, what should I do different in this relationship? That's not the question. The question is, what in my history caused me to somehow enter into this relationship, not have the eyes to see, and then secondly, the inability to stop it sooner? Becky, what would you add to that?
Well, I want to make a clarification. Penny, they are not blaming you for this happening. That's not what they're saying. But I just want to make sure that she understands that. And I think the other kind of caveat here is when you say, can I start over again? And I would encourage you to start where you are and look back, like what Mylan is talking about, because you're going to need trauma care. Mm-hmm. Your body has taken in a lot of abuse, 10 years of abuse that we know of, that you can identify. But then when you go back further, you will learn that you began to tolerate things were okay. And you know, Steve, I always love when you talk about having, you know, a team around you so that you know that he's not an axe murderer because he's carrying an axe with blood dripping off of it. Yeah. There are some relationships that are so obviously abusive early on. It's just in the way you talk to each other or limitations that may be put on you. It doesn't start with dragging you to the door. And I think then there's such a shock when that happens that you can't, you just don't even know what to do. And so to begin healing is the most important thing, Pani, and we can get you connected with a trauma-informed counselor. That's going to be important, but yeah. Also even a recovery group would be a helpful beginning as well.
And one of the best ways to develop a female friendship group is join a Bible study at a great church and get to know them through that Bible study. That's what I would recommend. Well, we're just
going to say one. Just well, I want to sure. say one more thing to her.
You bet.
Only say because that. The threat of getting back with your abuser is real.
Yeah.
Some of us on the outside of that would think, "Oh, you'd never go back." But I'm telling you, there is a lot of couples that happens. They go right back to where it was before, and so that's where your team will help you have those guardrails up. And he's got to do a ton of work if that were to ever be the case. I doubt that would ever be the case, but I just wanted to make that clarification.
I'm going to send you a little devotional book called 100 Days to Freedom from Shame, because a guy like him will often shame you back into mm-hmm. the relationship, and you don't want that. So that'll be of help to you.
Or now, they'll schmooze you back. They'll turn on the charm again that attracted you in the first place and try to win you back that way.
Now, I want to tell you about some of the things we're doing, but first I want to take advantage of this great audience, and many of you are just great prayer warriors. My 95-year-old mom is going to have knee replacement surgery 1 week from today, and I'm just hoping you'd pray for her. She is one amazing woman, so much so that they think, well, you've got a lot of life left. Let's just go ahead and do that knee replacement at 95. But please pray for Clara. She was one of our founding Club New Life members, and she's just one amazing woman and mother. Now, we've talked about intimacy in marriage this weekend, and I'm really asking you to search your soul for any good reason not to come. If it's a financial thing, how about you call us and let us see if we could work out the financial problem? There's a good chance we can. And if it's a transportation thing, maybe we can help you find a Greyhound bus for a reasonable price. Whatever it is, we want to help you get there, because this is what we started this ministry for 35 years ago, transformation. And it happens. We see it all the time. Now, also, some of you guys know that every man's battle is a great thing, and you need that great thing. Some of you have been once, and it's time to go again. So you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, about that. Now, we are very close to this Lumina event, November 3rd and 4th, Museum of the Bible. If you're not familiar with it, I mean, it is going to be a powerful, powerful day. Nicole C. Mullen is going to speak and perform, and she is just incredible. And the other folks that are, Jen Wilkin is kind of like the Bible teacher of the future. I was blown away when I heard her teach first. And then Lauren Green McAfee is one of the powerful women that's organizing women to rise. And that's what the theme is, where women rise, and you rise on God's truth. Check it out. Bring a friend, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to the newlife.com website and click on the Lumina banner. Really want to see you there. Mylon Yurkovich, thank you for all you do, and thanks for being here with us. Becky Brown, thanks for doing more than any other human being ever does when they go to work. Thanks for being here. And all of you that listen, watch, and pray for us, thank you. You need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. See you next time here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.